Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm continually encouraged day after day to remain or abide in my Creator, which in turn has helped me to grow in so many ways. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well as you listen today. And you can have full access to the Abide app commercial-free. Just text the word ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, experience peace and purpose as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Nato Jacobson. Do your dry bones need to be brought to life? In a fantastical vision from God, the prophet Ezekiel sees a field of dry bones come to life as he speaks the word of the Lord over them. God tells Ezekiel that these bones represent the people of Israel. He is promising to bring them back to life, to fill them with joy again. I want you to close your eyes and picture that. The dry, dead bones coming back to flourishing, abundant life. And this is the reason God told Ezekiel that he did this. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. God is mighty to save, and he holds in his hands life. What seemed impossible to Ezekiel was made possible by the same God who raised Jesus from the grave. He can breathe new life into you. Take a deep breath. Feel that air fill your lungs, bringing renewal just as God did to the dry bones. The name Ezekiel means God's strength, and in this passage of the Valley of Dry Bones, Ezekiel's vision shows that God can perform the miraculous. He can restore life from death. He can renew you with his spirit and uplift you with his word. Lord Almighty, when I am weary, breathe new life into me. When I am downcast, lift up my head. Show me how you are working in my life and in the world round me. If I wait in hopeful expectancy, I will see you. Thank you for your promise of new life, of revival. I give you the glory for all that you accomplish through me. And I know that doesn't mean doing things. That means molding me more into the image of your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name that I pray. Amen. Take another deep breath in. Hold it for a moment and release it. feel the tension in your neck and shoulder begin to ease away. Keep breathing slowly and deeply. Let God breathe His life into you. Just like there can be an impediment to our physical breathing, there can be blockages in our spiritual breathing as well. Ask the Lord to point out to you anything in your way and let Him take it from you. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. Listen again to Ezekiel 37, 13 and 14. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Listen again to just verse 13. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. What catches your attention from that verse? Now listen to verse 14 again. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. What catches your attention from this verse? We can try to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and white-knuckle our way through life. Or we can let the Spirit of God work in us to bring new life. Listen to the passage again from the Amplified Bible. Then you will know with confidence that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves and made you come up out of your graves, my people, I will put my spirit in you and you will come to life and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and fulfilled it, says the Lord. Ezekiel was looking at a vast field of dry and dead bones, ancient bones that had no life left in them at all. And God showed Ezekiel what he could do. Where do you feel most dead and dry? As you consider what came to mind, spend some time asking God to breathe new life into that area. Maybe it's finances, or your marriage, or your health, whatever the area. Ask God to show you what new life looks like for you. Now listen to a verse in Romans, chapter 6, verse 4 in the English Standard Version, that speaks to this new life we have in Christ. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Now listen to these verses from Ezekiel 37. I will pause throughout for you to reflect on the new life God promises. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. but there was no breath in them. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. And breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet. Praise God for the new life that He brings. God of new life, restore to me what feels dry and dead. I know that the power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me by the Spirit of the living God. You are life. You are light. In you there is no darkness at all. When things look hopeless in my life, You give me hope. I know that restoration might not look the same to you as it does to me. So give me your eyes. Help me to have clear vision. I trust you with what will give me life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As new life appears on trees when spring comes to the land, so will new life come to you as you walk with God. Let Him breathe that life into you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.